And one of those is called Pin the Playlist. And what's really nice about that is you can choose one of your playlists that you want to add to your homepage. And then you get other options in there. You can share playlists, you can edit playlists. So that's a way of saying, I've got 6 or 7 episodes in the playlist I want to change, take one out, or rename the name of the playlist, whatever it may be.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
We've already touched on playlists in a couple of our previous episodes. Let's go into a bit more detail about using playlists to organise the episodes I'm listening to, have listened to, or maybe want to listen to in the future. Let's start by explaining how to add an episode we are currently listening to a playlist from the episode screen, which we spoke about in episode 7. So the screen where I've got the episode art and underneath the play or resume button is the playlist icon. So what happens when I click on this?
So we have created a default playlist called My Queue. Now, if you don't want to get involved with playlists at all, other than you just want to have your one playlist, then that's your default one. So anytime you click add to my queue, the episode you're on gets added to that queue and it gets added to the bottom of the current playlist. So that makes it very simple for you to find them as well. So you have a chronology order and it's the one that you've added last is at the bottom and the one that you added first is at the top.
Also, when I click on that icon, I have the option to add to a new playlist. There is also add to an existing playlist, which shows up if you have made playlists already, then you can click on that. So how do I make myself a new playlist?
So you click on the add new playlist, you give it a name, whatever you would like it to be called, and you save that. Now, in your user settings, you can go and change My Queue from being the default to this new playlist that you've created, and you find an episode you want to add to the playlist. It now adds to your new playlist that you just created because that's the new default one that you want.
Just popping on to reassure you that we do explain how to choose your default playlist later in this episode. Oh, okay. So you choose, once you've started making your own playlist, you choose which one is the one that things instantly get added to.
Yes.
You can also do some playlist managerial stuff from within the tray, can't you? So you're not actually maybe on the main episode page, you're off somewhere else, you want to add the episode you're listening to a playlist. When you click on the little playlist icon in the tray, the pop-up looks slightly different. How do I work with this?
You will see your current default playlist. Now, it often is My Queue, but there's an arrow, a down arrow next to that. If you click on your down arrow, you can change and cycle through your different playlists. So if you want to go and look at another playlist that you have, then that becomes your current playlist. So when the episode you're currently listening to finishes, it will look to that playlist and start from the top and work down. So you can change your playlist that you listen to if you want to.
Got it. In this view as well, the episodes have 3 dots next to them and I can start customizing my playlist using those 3 dots, can't I?
You can. Yes, you can move them up or down. You can mark them as played, which removes them from that playlist. You can physically remove it from that playlist as well. So when you mark something as played, it adds to your profile history tab. So it gives you a record of what you've listened to. But if you don't want to listen to it and you don't want it to be added to your history tab, then you can just remove it altogether. And of course, if you want, you can go and look at your playlist tab as well, which is the last icon. So you can view all your playlists and go and do your management in there if you want.
I also just wanted to mention, Sam, it's not a question necessarily, but just to let you know that if you're in a show page and you're scrolling through the episodes, the episode list of a particular show, that that playlist icon will appear on that list as well for an episode. So even if you haven't started listening to an episode yet, you can click on the playlist icon, add it to a playlist, and then it's there ready for you to listen in the future.
Correct.
Okay, let's have a look at the settings, because when you go to your settings and you go to playlist within your settings, there's a couple of other things you can do. First of all, I'm going to click on my avatar at top right of any screen, anywhere, and then I'm going to click on playlists. Once I've clicked on playlists, I can see all of the playlists that I've made, plus the default ones that True Fans gave me at the beginning. And each playlist has a little three-dot symbol next to it. Sam, what can I do with that three-dot symbol for my playlists?
So the three dots allow you to do multiple things. Again, these are where we put extra menu items. And one of those is called Pin the Playlist. And what's really nice about that is you can choose one of your playlists that you want to add to your homepage. For example, I have a podcast playlist that I listen to regularly. I want to have that on my homepage because every time a new episode from that playlist is updated, I will get notified and I can see it directly from my homepage. So pinning your playlist is very cool. And then you get other options in there. You can share playlists, you can edit playlists. So that's a way of saying I've got six or seven episodes in the playlist I want to change, take one out or rename the name of the playlist, whatever it may be. You can delete your playlist if you truly want to. And also you can export and share your playlist. So maybe you've got a playlist and somebody says, oh, what's in your playlist, Claire? And you can go, well, let me export it and share that with you. And you can send the physical XML, a bit like an RSS feed, to your friend.
As well as XML, you'll also see the option to export as OPML, which is a format we talk about in the home screen episode of FanZone. Okay. Some of my playlists have, in this screen, in this playlist screen that I've gone to, have a toggle saying dynamic or static. What do I do with that toggle? And why don't all of my playlists have that toggle?
Okay, so let's explain static and dynamic playlists. So a playlist that you create can be in one or two states. A static playlist is, I've added an episode. So let's say it was one of yours, Claire, Podcasting 2.0 in practice, and I just want to save that physical episode because I really liked it into a playlist. That's a static playlist. It means that when Claire, you update the podcast for the next episode, I won't see that new episode in my playlist. I'll see the one that I've saved. So I can create the ones that I use it for. For example, are where I've been a guest on a show. I want a complete list of all the shows that I've been a guest on, and I create those as static as a playlist. If I change that setting to dynamic, what we do as True Fans is we go and find you the latest episode of that podcast, and then we update the playlist with that episode. So dynamic means we update it for you, and static means you just save it and we do not update it at all. And why some other playlists don't have a static or dynamic against them is because they are default dynamic, which is like your queue and the things that are you've liked. We add that to a playlist as well.
Got it. Thank you very much. If I want to change the default playlist that comes up when I click on the icon in the tray, for example, how do I do that?
Go to your avatar picture, go to your user settings this time, scroll a little way down, and you will see an option in there for changing your default queue. That means that you'll get a list of all the playlists that you currently have available. So the default ones plus the ones that you've created. And you just simply choose the one you want to be the default one now. And then in the app itself, when I go and click add to playlist, it will add it to that default playlist. So yes, you can change the one that you want all your shows to be added to, or you can change the default playlist in your user settings.
Yeah, this is brilliant. So you're always keeping the user in control, Sam.
Absolutely, 100%.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of Fan Zone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the Fan Zone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.